last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. And we have our special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Alavi is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and has expertise in the field of Mahdawiyyat. We have heard one thing a lot, and that is when Imam is going to introduce himself officially, many people will be saying like, oh, we knew him earlier. So why does that happen? Like, why would people say like that?
Yeah, this is a very good and important question. Let's hope that, inshallah, we are living at the time of the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and his advent and his reappearance is going to be so close. At least we can imagine it, right?
Yes, inshallah.
And we can pray for that, inshallah. So I want to say that, how is it going to happen? I mean, what is going to happen that people say right after the announcement of Imam alayhi salam that he introduces himself, some people say that, oh, we have already known this person.
Yeah, earlier.
We have seen him already.
Yeah.
And we know him. I mean, it means that this person might have been, for example, in front of the people, maybe, I mean, or known by a majority.
Yeah.
Let's say something like this, or... So, is it documented in Islamic hadith and narrations? Yes. In some of the valid Shia resources and texts, we have that Imam existing among people, among the believers. And though people do not know him, I mean, they don't know that this is Imam Zaman, but at least they might know him under some other name. That's all why, right. For example, for those who know Imam alayhi salam, it is being said, or it is being recommended, that do not name him, because he has been cursed, anyone who actually names Imam alayhi salam, because he's disclosing the secrets of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. For those who know, because anyone who knows, actually, then automatically his mouth should be closed.
Yeah.
Right? But I want to say that for those who know that, okay, but majority do not know him. So is it possible that Imam is among the people and people do not know? Definitely possible. It happened even for earlier prophets and even...
So this has had roots in history?
Definitely. In the Quranic evidences. Look, the time that Yusuf alayhi salam, the prophet, Joseph, was living in his people.
Among the people. Yeah.
While even he was a slave
in
the palace of Zuleika.
Yeah, before he officially introduces himself.
Everyone knew Yusuf.
Right.
Right? So even the people of Egypt, they knew Yusuf. This person is a wise person.
Right.
And they know him for good. I mean, they know him of good attributes.
Right.
But when he announces prophethood, so something changed. Oh, people know him. From now on, the people believe that he is the prophet of Allah.
Right.
But he was among them. Look. Another case, Musa alayhi salam. Musa was living with Pharaoh, right? In his own palace.
Yeah.
But did anyone know that he's the prophet, that the upcoming prophet?
No.
While even he left that palace and went to Tur and Sinai, and then he came back after a while, very few people, the companions of Musa, know him that, I mean, he's a sort of holy existence.
Mm-hmm.
They know him under, for example, a pious person.
Right.
But when he announces prophecy and prophethood, so everything changed, right?
Yes. We're going to continue with you after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi. And we are discussing the question that when people see Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, they will be like, we kind of know him. So why will this happen? So you said that general advent is possible before the official advent of Emma. And it's because of this. And it's not something that's very new. It has happened in the course of history. You gave the examples of Prophet Yusuf. You gave the examples of Prophet, other prophets, like you said.
Prophet Musa.
Yeah, Prophet Musa. You said that they were also among the people, but they did not officially introduce themselves before introducing their prophethood. So, yeah, we would like to know
so
more.
So the same way Imam Adi alayhi salam lives among the people.
Yeah.
Ordinary life. But later on, he will officially introduce himself. Like, for example, Yusuf. When did he start his, announcing his prophecy and prophethood? While he was in jail. And he officially said, from now on, I'm the prophet.
Okay.
So listen to me, I mean, and follow whatever I'm saying. So Imam alayhi salam is among, imam and among people, among Muslim communities. But no one knows him exactly for sure that this is the imam.
Yeah.
Up until the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to introduce him, I mean, because this is something in Allah's order.
Yeah.
In a sort of divine call in a certain month of Ramadan. Later on, Imam alayhi salam once introduced himself when? Next to Kaaba. Based on a hadith, he introduces himself.
Right.
From this time, everyone actually is obliged to follow him. And actually, it's the time, like, for example, the time of, for example, Musa alayhi salam or Yusuf, when they introduce their prophecy. So Imam says, no, from this time, everyone should know that I am the Mahdi.
Right.
So I want to say that it is rooted, again, in Quranic teachings rather yeah. than the narrations, because we had the same thing for the early prophets as well. So being with people and living with people, this is something that we can find a lot in narrations and in hadith and in our Islamic texts and resources.
Yeah.
But it's not something quite strange and weird to say that, okay, Imam alayhi salam appeared and majority of people know him. No, it is quite understandable and quite accepted and can be digested very easily that, okay, Imam already was known by people and people, because already he had his public and general advent. And this kind of advent of Imam, which is a general advent,
mm-hmm.
there are some few people that are in touch with him and know him.
Okay.
So why here, I mean, in a tawqi' that has been sent to one of the deputies of Imam alayhi salam, Imam alayhi salam says that whoever introduces me by name to others,
yeah.
he's cursed. So فَعَلِهِ اللَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, that is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse him. So this is due to the secret of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because
okay.
these secrets should not be disclosed under the time that Allah knows best.
Okay.
So the timing is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam alayhi salam wants to tell us, to inform us, in case anyone who has been informed or actually took some news from the name of Imam alayhi salam,
do not disclose that.
Not to name Imam alayhi salam, not to appoint him, not to actually tell it to anyone, till
right.
Imam alayhi salam comes officially and announces his message officially.
Right. We're going to discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old
a Japanese researcher who said that Shi'ism has two wings on which it's very strong. One is Ashura and one is Mahdawiyat. And all sorts of doubts and any sort of questions or, you know, again, those doubts are poured into these two things. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. And Dr. Ali Alavi is with us. We are discussing the Mehtawiya the, and Hiran, we were discussing the general advent of Imam. Is it possible or not?
Well, yes, we have been saying that exactly the same way that Musa alayhi salam, after leaving Egypt for a long time and coming back to Egypt.
Yeah.
I mean, very few people know him, but they were among the righteous people of Bani Israel. Okay. They knew him. They knew that he has to be respected because he was a pious person. So very few people were in touch with him.
Yeah.
Right? This is before his official announcement. So it happened. And we have in some narrations that whatever has passed over the nation of Bani Israel will come to you until the reappearance of Muhammad alayhi salam. So the same intidar expectation that this is even the intidar for Musa alayhi salam took a long time.
Yeah.
So this expectation should actually be experienced by us so that we find this readiness to actually understand Imam alayhi salam. So definitely some very few people are in touch with Imam alayhi salam. And he has already been born based on our, history. We know that Imam alayhi salam was born and he's benefited from a longevity. And we discussed this, philosophy of longevity and whatsoever reason was around that topic.
True.
So we want to say that since Imam alayhi salam is already there, alive, living with people, some people are in touch with him, but he has not yet officially introduced himself, so it is possible that majority of people claim that, okay, we have already seen him.
Yeah.
There is a possibility. This is something that I just imagined by myself. There is a possibility, for example, of Imam being even an important figure in public, maybe. I don't want to actually insist on such idea. I want to say that there is a possibility. The same way that Musa was famous at that time because he belonged to the palace of Pharaoh, right?
Yeah.
Everyone knew that he belongs to that. And Yusuf alayhi salam was also famous from the other side, not from the side of his father. While everyone knew that there is a slave, for example, in the palace of Prime Minister of Egypt, there is a slave who is very wise. Even the Prime Minister of Egypt actually made him visit the leader of Egypt at that time while he was a teenager. So I want to say that there's a possibility that Imam alayhi salam, when he comes and when he introduces himself, that's why the people say, okay, we already know this person. So regardless of all these discussions, so what is the reason that enemies are trying to make a doubt or misconception out of any of these issues?
Yeah.
For example, why do you believe that he can be known by people earlier? Why do you say that his name should not be mentioned by any, and whoever mentions his real name, he has to be cursed? So what do you think about his longevity? So there are two important issues, cases that are very, very important and extremely sensitive. One is the issue of Karbala, the story of Imam Hussein al-Salam and his martyrdom. And the other one is the issue of intidar and expectation of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the expectation of the promised savior.
Right.
Why are these two that very important? These two are very important because they are the basis of a religion.
Yeah.
One is making our past and the other is making our future.
Yeah.
So based on the information we have from past, we can make and create our future.
Right.
So in case enemies are able to target any of these two, they are victorious. They are winners. But بإذن الله, by Allah's permission, we do not let them to be prosperous in this way. We do not let them to be winners here in this way. Why? Because we have been told, we have been keeping the treasury of Hussein and treasury of Zuhur in our hearts and in our sources and our Islamic beliefs and principles and the concept of intidar and advent. Because these two actually form the basis and the principles of our beliefs and school of thought. They come through four different strategies that we shall discuss them, inshallah, in our upcoming sessions.
We will discuss all that in the upcoming episode. Thank you so much for all those valuable insights. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until next session, this is Zainab signing off for now. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun? Where is the